Okay, there's a certain kind of sore that people get, and sometimes it comes on the back of a person's neck. I guess they can be anywhere, but it seems like a lot of times it gets on the back of a person's neck. And it's a... sometimes the doctor has to go in and lance it and get that junk in it out. And it's like a big blister or something. Oh, it's about that, something that big. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, well, they use the same word for, if you're gonna cook something, sometimes you have to put water on
boil.
That. Yeah, okay. When they have to lance open a boil, what do you call it, stuff that comes out?
Pus.
Okay. Yeah.
That's so good, so you can.
Yeah, isn't that great? I got some more of those, too. When you get a blister, okay, just a regular blister, like that, on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
The liquid that forms under the skin, you'd call what?
The liquid that forms under the skin?
Mm-hmm.
Dead skin?
Okay. You might say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Got swole.
Okay. And you might say, it's still pretty badly.
Swole.
Okay. And, but it's not infected, so it probably won't. What, much?
Heard much.
Same word.
Swole much.
Okay. Okay, if in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a...
A wound.
Okay. Have you heard of a kind of wound where it doesn't heal clean and a white kind of granular substance forms around the edge and sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum?
No.
Okay, would you ever call it any kind of flesh?
I would call it flesh.
Okay, ever hear it called proud flesh?
No.
Okay. If you got a little cut on your finger and you didn't want it to get infected, you'd probably go get some medicine out of a medicine cabinet. If it's red, it stinks. It's got
stinks.
Skull and crossbones, you know, on the...
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that iodine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, there's another... There's a... chemical kind of thing that people, they used to give people as a tonic for malaria, and sometimes they give it to people in capsules for when they get a cold or for a fever.
Contact capsules?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's the stuff in it's stronger.
I couldn't tell you what that is.
Okay.
Because...
you might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient, what? Anyway.
Died anyway.
Okay. What are some other words for died?
Dead.
I mean, just a verb like died. He died or he... What?
Live.
No, just I mean, it means died.
Dead, deaf.
Okay, if somebody comes up... Okay, what would a preacher say? A preacher, like at the funeral, probably wouldn't say, well, he died on Wednesday. He'd probably say, well, on Wednesday he...
Slept.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what's another word like that?
Sleep.
Would you ever say past?
Yes.
Okay. Would you use it in a sentence for me?
He passed away.
Okay. Which of those terms do you consider to be most polite?
Which one of them terms?
Uh-huh.
I would say... deceased.
Okay. Do you know of any crude and humorous ways of saying that he died? Like, I sure am glad that old skinflint finally, what?
Skinflint.
Yeah.
Passed away.
Okay. But this you're not meaning to be nice. Would you ever say,
Well, I'm glad, and I'm glad he what, passed away, what?
Yeah.
I'm glad he... Well, I'm sure glad he's not. I'm sure glad he's dead.
Okay. Would you ever say, kick the bucket, or cashed in, or pegged out, or anything like that?
Kick the bucket.
Okay.